This is In the Moment, and welcome to this edition of Summer with the Symphony. I'm Brendan Gagan. This series of live music performances airs every Monday through August 26th. Today we break our streak of South Dakota Symphony Orchestra performances to bring you one from the Black Hills Symphony Orchestra. The featured piece today is Antonín Dvořák's Concerto in B Minor for Cello and Orchestra, Opus 104, B191. It features guest soloist Bill Rounds. He's a Boston Pops cellist originally from Rapid City, who won the first Young Artist Competition Award in 1979. He returned to South Dakota to celebrate the 40-year anniversary of the Young Artist Competition with this concert. The performance is led by music director Bruce Knowles. Before the music, we'll hear Rounds interviewed by Lori Walsh. She asks about his roots in Rapid City.
Rapid City did have a really thriving music program in the public schools. I was very fortunate to be part of both the band program. I played the baritone horn as well as the orchestral program. And joining the Rapid City Symphony at the time was an incredibly influential thing for me because we didn't have a youth orchestra in town, and it exposed me to an enormous amount of the repertoire before I even went east to study. And I just, my memories of playing with the orchestra in the cello section are strong and vivid. And then it was a thrill, of course, to win the competition and play as a soloist.
So how old are you when you first start playing cello?
I started in public school and with, there's a well-known teacher in town named Hosey Main, who started, I think, a lot of the people previous to my generation and continuing for a while. And he started me, and then later Elizabeth Benousis came to town. She's still the principal cello of the orchestra now, and I studied with her in high school.
And so how old are you when you win the competition, the inaugural competition?
I was a senior in high school that year.
Okay. And did you know right then that you wanted to go on to be a professional in music? Because that's a really tough path. I mean, that's a narrow eye of the needle that you have to get through.
You know, it is a challenging path. I had gone the previous summer to a program in the East, and it's called Tanglewood. It's the summer home of the Boston Symphony. Yeah. And I was exposed to a lot of great artists, the greatest cellist in the world, Rostropovich, came. You know, there was all kinds of opportunities. You know, Leonard Bernstein. There was on and on. I could make a list, and that really, I was starstruck, I think, and just thought I have to give this a try. I was thrilled by all of it.
Bill, you got to rub elbows with Rostropovich, right? No. So where did you go to conservatory then?
Well, I ultimately ended up going to Boston University for school.
Nice.
And it was a perfect match for me. There was a teacher there who was particularly good for, I hadn't had what you would call training from my time I could walk, you know, in technique and everything. And he was particularly good for taking me right from the ground up technically and musically. So I worked with him for a long time. His name was George Nykrug.
Yeah. And Bill, tell me what it's like to come home for this performance with the Black Hills Symphony now. And then let's talk a little bit about the program. But first, just coming home to this, you know, to this sort of celebration.
What a thrill. When Bruce checked in to see if I'd be interested in doing that, and I was just so excited. It's really quite an honor. You know, there's not a moment that I don't play. For instance, I play Beethoven 7 with the Boston Symphony, and I remember vividly the first time reading it in the what we call the old Central High School band room with Bruce's dad, Jack Knowles, conducting. And so being asked to come back and play was really a thrill. And so I'm just so excited to be here.
Talk a little bit about the program and your part in it, and then we'll have Bruce talk about some of the other elements of the program. But you're going to do some Dvorak. Tell us.
Well, when we were talking about what to play, the Dvorak Concerto is really the centerpiece of our literature, and it just seemed like a perfect match for this occasion. It's very exciting for me to get a chance to play it. It's not something that comes across the orchestral musician's plate as a soloist very often. I've played in the orchestra for it many times, so I'm thrilled to be on the podium for it. on the cello podium.
Right. it's a low, flat podium, right?
Yes. And the work is one of Dvorak's most famous. It's one of the greatest concertos ever written for an instrumental solo. It's in three movements. It's quite long, 40 plus minutes long, but it's tremendously emotional journey for that time period. It's beautiful. Dvorak wrote it mostly while he was living in this country, in New York.
Tell me something about the personal connection you have with this concerto.
For me, so much of it is within each phrase, it always speaks to you personally. It's hard to put that into words because, of course, yeah, that's what's going on the stage. But each phrase, I think, does speak to you in a very personal and private way if you spend time with it. And of course, I did spend more time looking closely at the score and the markings and making some decisions that way too, because there's some contradictions between what is common practice in performance of this piece and what might be in the score. And so spending time thinking about that, you know.
Yeah. I think you said something really powerful right there for, you know, students who are listening, is that those moments that reveal themselves, it's often just you and the cello in the room by yourself as you are experiencing those for the first time. Do you love that part? Do you love the part where it's, you know, before the audience? Do you love the part before the audience too?
Yes, I have always enjoyed discovering music. I studied this piece as in college and then didn't play it again until now. But I have taught it to some students and encouraged them to approach it in that way, of course. But all of the pieces that I play, I guess it's a product of, you know, getting further into your career, but I find it more revealing and more interesting every time I start working on a piece now. Mm.
Thank you.
The Black Hills Symphony Orchestra, performing Antonín Dvořák's Concerto in B Minor for Cello and Orchestra, Opus 104 B191. This performance took place on March 2nd, 2019, at the Performing Arts Center in Rapid City. It featured Boston Pops cellist Bill Rounds and was led by music director Bruce Knowles. The concert was recorded by Rick Van Ness. I'm Brendan Gakin. Tune into next week's Summer with the Symphony and hear Jeffrey Paul's Maniwicone, A Droplet's Journey.